village life had its enjoyable moments too.
May Festival was an effort, but little appreciated by the neighbouring landholders, to restore to the poor some of their ancient enjoyments. It was not, to their shame be it said, even encouraged by the county gentlemen of Warwickshire. Nay, it was even ridiculed by some and condemned by others. We stopped short before a company of village musicians, amateurs, in smock frocks and scarlet continuations with huge shoe ties. The church choir, the butcher's son who played the bassoon, the baker who scratched on the violin, and a third, the man of the shop. That shop being a museum of utilities, from raisins up to spelling books, who worked away at the double bass fire. A reserve of flageolets and pandean pipes had been called for in the day, and all of these, taking off their hats, greeted the doctor with their best bow and the customary kick behind of the leg, a remnant of the old school, a make-believe of falling down before the great man.
Music for dancing was usually supplied by the village band, which of course doubled to lead the music in church on Sundays and feast days. Our band will now entertain the assembled company and play two tunes used for dancing at that time, and today as well. They are Dorsetshire and Enrico.